What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's definitely a competitor. I would say, I mean, we were talking about quarterbacks you hate playing the most based off of who would be, like, closest to Lamar. How is he able to just keep a play going? The play is really never over. And then when he runs, he is a big dude. He can juke you, but he can run you over and keep running very easily. So just a super tough quarterback to go against. But that's the biggest thing. If I had to put on one thing, the play is just never over.
Marlon Humphrey of the Ravens, Bills and Ravens on Sunday. Sounds like he did his homework. He knows. Pretty good description of what facing Josh Allen is probably like. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, thanks for listening. We're also on camera out at the WGR Facebook feed today, the Facebook page, the stream, the whole thing. Brought to you by Taquito Lindo Williamsville. Thanks to them for their support. 803-0550 is the number. Sal, in an hour, there's not much in the way of injuries for either team. Zay Flowers, doubtful. Ray Davis for the Bills, questionable. Deonte Hardy, revenge game, possibly, as he is questionable. He's been out a long time for Baltimore, but maybe they get the former Bill back. 1 year, right? Just last year was it for Deonte Hardy.
Right.
I liked him.
Why?
I like fast guys, and he made a couple of big plays. The punt return in Miami.
Yep.
He did some things.
Yep. That was it. But, yeah, that was great.
That was great.
That was really great. And I'm not here to tell you somebody else would have made that play if they were there. We should remember him fondly. I shouldn't be so jerky about it. But I don't know. I don't have a particular fondness for Deonte Hardy. Well, I thought it was kind of a turned out along
with you're shallow.
Trent Sherfield be pretty meaningless signings.
How about Curtis Samuel right now? Nice game last week. I mean, not a lot of volume, but even week 18, I don't know. I'm stretching to include week 18, but he's healthy now and has done some stuff. And I kind of want to think he has some value here in this game. I don't know about like what where Cooper is or what Coleman is right now or what Kincaid is right now. It's really mostly a toss-up between everybody after Shakir, isn't it?
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much. I like Samuel. Like if you, somewhere out there, I would guess some Bills fan is, you know, maybe they're not inclined to call us. Maybe they're just hoping one of us will say it. Like the Bills have been sitting on Samuel all year. They just waited until now. They're playing the long game. That's as long as I could go without coughing on Samuel. And, yeah, I doubt that that's the case, but he has had a relatively dormant season here and made a huge play last week. And so, I don't know. I mean, I doubt Baltimore is like, oh, how do we stop Curtis Samuel? But he is, for me anyway... And I'm just telling you, frankly, there were times this year where I forgot he was on the team. So for him to have an impact in a playoff game and, you know, potentially more impact in another playoff game, I'm totally here for that. I mean, it's a nice piece to be able to drop into our laps here. But I don't know. Like, Should I be expecting it? I mean, I don't know. I might sooner expect Amari Cooper to go off in this game because that really has not happened yet.
I just kind of like the idea of Samuel side to side, you know, pre-snap, jet sweep kind of stuff with him. It's a little bit sort of simple of an idea, but I like the idea of his speed here. Cooper, what's Cooper going to be at best in this game?
4 for 60.
At best, right? I mean...
Maybe
we say that. Like last week, I bet on his overs.
Throw a score in there. I don't know.
Last week, I bet on Cooper, and yeah. I mean, I almost it was only 2.5 catches. I'm like, oh, I can't resist. I have to bet. I have to take it. And of course, he had two. Not even like a Kincaid play where it was dropped, but it still counted.
Yeah,
I didn't even get one of those. Derek is next. Hi, Derek.
Hi, how's it going, boys?
Good, thank you, Derek.
Good. I just want to say, like, I think the Bills can win this game. Solely based on the fact that I don't think Lamar can do these long 14, 13 play drives to score. I find a lot of their offense is these big explosive plays, and they get penalized a lot. So they have to make it up by having these big explosive plays. I don't see them moving the ball down the field and killing clock like we're able to do, like we did a few times last year, like we tried to do against Kansas City. And if we can stop them two or three times from these big explosive plays, I think we can grind this game out and walk away with a win.
I like it. Thanks, Derek. Yeah, the thing that would scare me if I were on Baltimore's side is that they have been more susceptible to mistakes. And it can be the kind of game, the way it's being billed, it probably will be. The kind of game where one mistake is the difference, whether that's a turnover, some costly penalty, whatever that is. That's what happened.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Here 4 years ago. The Bills really couldn't move the ball either, but they drove to a touchdown for 10-3. The Ravens drove to the doorstep, and then you had the Taron Johnson play, and that was the end of that. So any game, you never know which side it's going to be. The Bills have kind of been due for turnover regression, but not all of that is luck. I mean, they've been really safe with the ball. That's Allen. That's James Cook. They have not lost a fumble since the Ravens game in week four, which is insane. And so if that tendency continues, the Bills, to me, are a team that I can sooner trust than the Ravens to avoid that mistake. It is not that much. I mean, it's a big thing and hard to predict, but it's still just like, what do you have as the difference between these two teams? And I do like for this point, too, that the Bills are at home, because I think these things are harder to avoid when you're on the road, and there's the pressure and the noise and the temperatures and the kinds of things and the past. The Ravens have a past where will they be able to avoid these kinds of critical game losing sort of mistakes as we go on Sunday night. So it's easy to say, it's the key to most close games, you know, when you look at it and try to predict it. But the Bills have just been so clean in this way.
Yeah.
And the Ravens just a little bit less so.
I think I'm looking, as the caller was talking there, to try to find if there is statistical evidence of this. Like they can't have, they struggle with long drives. They need the big explosive plays. We've all seen the Derrick Henry runs the last few weeks. And certainly Lamar's had his share of explosive passing plays. All I found is average number of plays per game, and the Ravens are ahead of the Bills by almost two plays. 62.9 plays per game this season on offense, and the Bills are just over 60. So I don't know what that, I'm just not sure that 62.6, plays per game, and the Bills are 60.9. So, make of that what you will. I think a better breakdown would be scoring drives, but I can't find that data, at least not this quickly. I like the point. I've been thinking about the weather more than I think normal here. In part, it's, I think what started me down that road was the highlights of the New England game that made the rounds recently, because it was the anniversary of that perfect game from 3 years ago that the Bills played in what read like very similar conditions to what Sunday will be like, and the Bills had no trouble moving the ball. Now that was New England, not Baltimore, but still, we saw the offense function at an all-time high level in those conditions. Furthermore, frigid, cold. I mean, I know the officials do a great job of protecting the ball and providing a fresh ball, so it's not like a frozen rock or anything, but a lot of the sticking the ball in Derrick Henry's belly and waiting and pulling it out, like that kind of ball handling with cold hands, with a cold ball, a slick ball on a slick field.
Look out.
I could see a scenario where that is a problem for them early. They get tripped up and then just think, we got to go, we got to run some other plays. We can't just lean on this because it's asking for trouble. Like that's possible to me. I'm not, again, telling you that's entirely likely, but as I'm thinking about this game and trying to get to a place where I feel, good about it, which I have most of the week, that is not far from the top of my thoughts. I think the conditions could be a challenge for how Baltimore, for all the talk about the big guys, the bulky guys, there's a lot of, feigning. There's just a lot of ball handling that goes into running that offense effectively. And I'm not sure the conditions will be favorable for a lot of ball handling.
The Ravens, you said, ran two more plays per game on average than the Bills this year. And the Ravens had the most yards per play almost in league history this year. Only the Kurt Warner Rams the one year had a better yards per play. The difference, or one difference that's, I think, meaningful, Ravens versus Bills, which isn't really necessarily anything about their offenses. It's more just about their seasons. The Bills' average drive start of their own 33.4 yard line was the best in the NFL, which is takeaways. Like they had, the third most takeaways in the league. So that's going to affect that number. The Ravens in that stat were 29th, starting their drive on average at their own 28.5. Not a huge difference by yards, but over 17 games, 5 yards is the difference between first and 29th. So they did not enjoy, they were 20th in takeaways. They did not enjoy that advantage, but they were so good that make them drive the field, well, they're like, okay.
We can just do it. We can do that.
Yeah. The way the Steeler game started is an example of that, that first drive, which they were in third down a few times and just got all the way home. Football Friday, Mike Schopen and the Bulldog back with more of your calls after a timeout. Sal will join us at 5:30, then pregame for Sabres Penguins at 6 here on WGR.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.